It's the Alzheimer Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Ark Alexakis, frontman of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to listen in and click on that link. Well, tens of thousands of asylum seekers have already arrived in the city, with hundreds more coming every week. Meanwhile, there's been growing concerns about crimes being committed by some of the migrants, and one alderman is proposing a deterrent. 15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez joins me on the hotline right now. Hey, how are you?
Brian, good afternoon.
Well, so tell me, what are you proposing to happen to the migrants to deter them from doing crimes?
So we've seen a very small number of undocumented migrant asylum seekers engaging in illicit and illegal activities in the neighborhoods that they're being housed in. Some of them are dabbling in drugs. Some of them are falling to the recruitment efforts of local gangs. Some of them are performing acts of prostitution for money because they're left in such poor shape. And I think those are common sense things that we could all agree we don't need to encourage in the city of Chicago, which is why I and nearly 20 other aldermen want to introduce an amendment to the welcoming city ordinance, basically putting back some of the restrictions that used to be in place, stating that there are certain activities that we don't want to give safe harbor or sanctuary to while people are living in the city of Chicago. And for the purposes of this ordinance, that includes anyone who is undocumented, who has been arrested or convicted of engaging in gang-related, drug-related, prostitution-related crimes or sex crimes against minors. I think we could all agree that those four don't embody what we want to see in our city. And I think it's a good deterrent for our newest arrivals to hear that we will not tolerate that kind of behavior, even if we are welcoming you in this moment.
All right. We're talking with Ray Lopez, 15th Ward Alderman. You mentioned prostitution and drug dealing. When they do this, they're doing this obviously for money. Is there a way to fast track these migrants to legally work in the city and the state? You know, is there something in the works of letting them work legally so they won't have to turn to drug dealing or prostitution?
Well, I think that we've seen a number of high-level politicians stand up and say they want to fast-track work permits for these individuals, who we have nearly 15,000 in the city of Chicago. But fast-tracking work isn't necessarily the solution. That's a Band-Aid. Because at the end of the day, what we have are 15,000 people who have pending court cases for their asylum hearings 3, 4, 6 years from now. And even if you give them the opportunity to stay and work until then, what happens if their asylum case is rejected and they are told that they don't qualify? Then they become undocumented here illegally, which will have to self-deport, which we know will not be the case. I think the truest solution possible is for President Biden to order Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to set up field courts in all of the cities that they've sent these migrant asylum seekers to, and to begin immediately holding merit hearings on the asylum cases to determine if people are here, have claims for asylum or not. And if they don't, deport them immediately.
We're talking with 15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez. Quick question here as far as deportation is concerned. Let's say theoretically a migrant is convicted or charged with a crime and they go through the deportation process. Would there be a database set up so they won't re-enter the city once they're deported? Because there may be a time where they get deported, then they somehow find their way back in Chicago. Is there talk about having something like that set up?
Well, the federal government manages that now as we speak. So if someone has a deportation order and is kicked out of the country and are caught back in, it will show up associated with them that they were already deported once and they will be removed again immediately.
Also, with the migrants, with you know, a lot of these facilities filling up. And I was talking with a couple of friends of mine over the weekend, and a lot of people who are homeowners, one of the things that they were pretty open up to was possibly having some type of program where a family that has room in their homes to possibly have like a stipend if they took in a family, a migrant family. Do you see something like that on the horizon where like citizens of Chicago, if they, you know, took in a family and they had room in their house for a migrant family and they get some kind of a stipend or maybe some kind of a tax break? Do you see something like that on the horizon?
You know, one of the things that I had suggested to Mayor Johnson's team was that if they wanted to help create more natural housing for these individuals outside of shelters, they would have to, one, guarantee that they are able to meet their rental requirements for at least a year until we could figure out what exactly is going on with them, but also waive some of the restrictions as it relates to tenants' rights for these individuals, because what we don't want to see is individuals who, with the best of intentions, open up their spare bedroom or second floor empty unit and now have squatters who are unable to pay rent living in their properties with no recourse to get rid of them because of our very liberal housing policies that are in effect in the city of Chicago. I understand people want to do right, and everyone, God bless Chicagoans, want to try and help people in this moment, but we need to safeguard individuals as well to make sure that they are not taken advantage of or held harm by doing what they can, but being stuck in a bad situation that continues to grow by the failure of the government every single day.
Another thing you've been pretty vocal about, too, we're talking with 15 Ward Alderman Ray Lopez, is that Mayor Brandon Johnson announced a lawsuit against Kia and Hyundai over the rash of thefts that's been happening around the city. And he's stating that it was the automaker's fault that they didn't have anti-theft technology to keep people from stealing these cars with just a USB cord. You kind of push back against that. And I kind of get what you were where you were going with that, because it's not just the fact that these cars are easily stolen. It's the fact that, you know, these people are going out and carjacking people and there's no recourse when they get caught doing it.
We have roving crews around this city that are stealing cars every single day, putting them out on the black market to be used for other crimes continuously. I've had three residents in the last week tell me their cars were stolen and recovered within a few days after being taken and found to have been used for multiple robberies and other crimes throughout the city of Chicago, not locally, but everywhere in the city of Chicago. And for the mayor of our city to say that it's the car's fault and not these individuals who are committed to this madness sends the message that he's not going to hold them accountable. And that's, at the end of the day, what we need to talk about: accountability for these individuals who are going out there stealing people's property, committing felonies, and not holding them responsible. Look, if I leave my car unlocked and someone takes it, I get it. But it's still, as dumb as a mistake as it was on my part, it's still a criminal act to take my property, to steal my property. And we can't forget that. And the more we make excuses for the criminal acts and turn a blind eye and play semantics on how we're going to discount the action by changing the words used to describe it, the further down this rabbit hole we will go. And we have to stop. We have to catch ourselves, and we have to right this ship immediately. And we can start doing that by simply calling out the behavior, calling out the criminality, and calling out those who want to encourage it throughout the entire city of Chicago.
We're talking with 15 Ward Alderman Ray Lopez. Final question is kind of a two-part question. Larry Snelling has been chosen as the Chicago's next police superintendent. The Chicago City Council still has to approve that. I want to know what you think about that. Also, Mayor Brandon Johnson, he surpassed his first 100 days as mayor. If you were to give him a grade right now, just based off what he's done so far, what fair grade would you give him?
So first on Larry Snelling, yes, he does need the confirmation. And yes, I do plan on voting for him. I've known and worked with Larry for some time. He was a commander in the 7th District in Greater Englewood Community. Very hands-on, very direct, no nonsense. My kind of guy. And I think he will do great things, assuming he has the autonomy to lead the department in the way it needs to be led. With regards to what grade I would give Brandon Johnson on his first 100 days, C-. He hasn't turned in any of the work, hasn't done any extra credit, but but he has shown up every day. So that's what he gets.
Give him a D minus?
C minus.
Oh, a C minus. Oh, you said D minus. And there you have it. And there you have it. 15 War Alderman Ray Lopez. Thanks so much for joining me. And we'll try to talk to you again about this, okay?
Until next time.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank-